Yo, what is going on, everyone? This is the first episode of my new podcast that I'm titling Seth AF, the AF for Air Force, and Seth because that's my first name. Real quick, I just want to say that I recorded this episode in Adobe Audition already, and last night I was screwing around with Audition to try to figure out how I can record two microphones at the same time, because eventually I want to have guests on the podcast and I want to have a second microphone. And I didn't really know how to do it, so I looked up a video and was able to figure it out and all that, right? Well, I did that, and I forgot to change it back to only record one microphone. So I recorded from my Yeti and my webcam at the same time for that entire episode of the podcast, and it sounds like garbage. So I deleted it, and I got to start over, and I don't remember everything that I said, and I recorded for almost 40 minutes, so I kind of want to just throw myself out the fucking window. But we're going to try and do it again, I guess. So the first thing I'm going to do is explain why I made the podcast and, you know, what I want to do with it. And I'm sorry if this pops. I don't have a pop filter on my mic right now. But eventually I'll have, like, a filter of some sort on it, hopefully. So I made the podcast because in January I started watching Cody Ko and Noel Miller's podcast titled Tiny Meat Gang. I started watching it on YouTube because they have, like, the video. They record themselves, you know, chatting with each other. And I just like watching the video version a little bit better than I like just listening to it. So I started watching that back from episode one. And the reason I started watching back from episode one and not from, like, the most current episode is because that's how I like doing things. But I'm glad I did it that way because they have a lot of inside jokes that they kind of make in one episode and carry into the next and some later on. So if I would have started watching from a random episode, I would have not got half of their jokes, or I would have had to wait until later and then find out, like, that's why that was funny. So I'm glad I did it the way that I did. Otherwise, I wouldn't have got half of what they were talking about. So a little bit of background about me. I grew up in Northern Maine. I joined the Air Force because I didn't want to settle for a film school that I didn't think was going to get me anywhere. I wanted to go to the University of Miami, and my SAT score came back a couple hundred points lower than I wanted for it to be, like, a comfortable submission to be, like, accepted to the school. And I didn't want to end up settling. So I joined the Air Force because I didn't want to be treated like shit in the military, like the Army and the Marines tend to be, and I was not going to live on a boat in the Navy. So I joined the Air Force, and as much as you want to call it the Chair Force, I understand if you're in the military and you're not in the Air Force, I get it. That's literally my job, is to sit in a chair. I'm Cyber Systems Operations. I was originally an RPA sensor operator, but once I found out more about the job in BMT and tech school, I got out of it in tech school and I was reclassed to Cyber Systems. Now, Cyber Systems was not a job that I wanted. It wasn't on my list when I got reclassed, but I'm glad I got it because it is a very marketable job on the outside. We get a free shot at the Security Plus certification, which is something that apparently is very, basic, I guess, if you're going to go into an IT career field. A lot of companies that are going to hire really want you to have that Security Plus certification. So since we get it for free, it's good for 5 years, and then you have to retake or renew it or whatever. And I only signed for 4 years, so I'll have an active Security Plus certification for a whole year after I get out of the military, which is good because I will need a job, obviously. And IT pays pretty well, especially if I want to move out to California. I could probably get a really good job with that, so... a good thing about this job is that, I mean, like I said, it's IT. IT is, probably one of the fastest growing career fields in the last 10 years. Everybody needs somebody who knows how to work on a computer or work on a network, and, getting free training on how to do that and years of experience throughout your time in the military doing these jobs is really, really good once you get out. And, you know, somebody that went to college for 4 years who has zero on-job knowledge so far, you know, official on-job knowledge, against you who has been in for 4 years, has your Security Plus, you can get A+ while you're in. One of the guys that's a prior service member in my class currently is getting his A+ certification. He already has a Security Plus certification. I'm stuttering a lot. Holy fuck. And he's getting other certifications as well, I believe. He's going to look really, really good to a civilian contractor or another type of company who needs somebody in the IT career field. It's going to look awesome, especially, like I said, compared to somebody who has little to no on-job experience and probably doesn't have the same number of certifications that he does. So if you're thinking of joining the military and you like computers, definitely try to get one of the IT career fields like client systems, cyber systems ops, cyber trans, anything like that. But do your research too, because you might find something else that you like. There's not a lot to find on RPA sensor operators, so try to do as best research as you can on that job and make sure that you really want to do it, because I know a lot of people say they want to do it, and I wanted to do it until I found out more about it, and I'm not going to talk about that. I'll let people look at that for themselves and decide, so because it's not for everybody, and the military isn't for everybody. So if you're not planning on joining the military, this part doesn't really pertain to you. But that's just my background and why I joined and, you know, what I'm doing. So I also joined to travel a little bit. Like I said, I grew up in Northern Maine and there's not a lot to do out there at all. Red Bull. Not a lot to do out there at all. So I wanted to find something different. That's another reason why I wanted to go to Miami. Cause I mean, it's a big city. There's a lot to do in Florida. So then I ended up in San Antonio for a little bit for tech school. So that's one extra, you know, perk of being in the military is to travel. You don't necessarily get to choose where you travel, but at least you get to go somewhere else, right? San Antonio was awesome. I loved it. I wanted to go back with my duty station, but I got Lackland, which I didn't mind, but I didn't get the squadron that I wanted, so I switched with somebody else who wanted that squadron, and now I'm going to Missouri, which is fine. I'm near Kansas City. I think Kansas City will be sick, and I'm really excited to graduate here and get on to there and, you know, start working in the operational Air Force. But right now I'm in Mississippi, and Mississippi is not as cool as San Antonio, but it's still, like, I like it. It's not terrible. I could be in the middle of nowhere at Shepherd in Texas, so I'm glad I didn't get that. But it's, you know, not, I'm sorry, I keep burping. It's not the ideal place to be, I guess. So, you know, look at the kind of jobs that you think you might want in the Air Force. And you can also look at where those jobs can go. And there's some jobs that you can't go to certain places until you get your 5 level, which for me won't be until next year. But I don't think that really pertains to this job. It'll be jobs like RPA sensor operator. You usually can't get to a certain base until you're a 5 level, which is something that if you haven't joined yet or are planning of joining, that's something you'll learn about. It has to do with how much experience you have in the career field after you get out of tech school. So once you're out of tech school, you're a 3 level, and then once you finish your on-the-job training and career development courses, then you get your 5 level. It means you can just basically do your job independently without any supervision and stuff like that. What else did I want to talk about? I kind of forgot. Like I said, I just recorded a whole like 40-minute episode, and it's all gone now, so I'm trying to recap from that, and I'm only 10 minutes in, and I feel like I've kind of condensed what I was talking about already, which could be good, could be bad, I'm not really sure, but I'm shooting for 30 minutes for this first episode. You know, just starting out, I'm not really sure yet what I want to talk about. I want it to be comedic at some times, but I also want it to be serious. You know, if people have questions about the Air Force, about the military in general, I'd like to be able to answer them. I'll either do the research for you guys, or maybe I know it off the top of my head, or it's something that I won't have to look too hard to find. I'd love to be able to do that for people, but I'd also like it to be something that anybody can listen to and not have to feel like it's not for them, you know. And that's how I feel like the Tiny Meat Gang podcast is too. Like they're comedians, you know, so it's funny. If you like listening to funny shit, there's somebody that you can listen to, and you don't have to feel like, oh, this isn't really for me, unless you're unless you don't like to have a good time. But I don't know people who don't really like having a good time. So I don't see why you wouldn't want to listen to somebody who's not going to make you laugh, you know? Like, that's why I like watching stand-up on, like, Netflix and stuff. I've watched quite a few. I really like Chris D'Elia. I think he's hilarious. And John Mulaney. And what's his name? The fat white dude. I should know it, but I can't remember right now. Whatever, I'll move on. But I like watching stand-up. And I feel like a podcast is kind of like a condensed... I mean, depending on the category of the podcast, obviously. Like, if you're a comedian and you have a podcast, like Chris D'Elia actually has a podcast. It's like a single man, but massive audience stand-up show, in a way. Because whoever watches it would probably also be somebody who'd go to a Chris D'Elia show, you know, a special. So I feel like, in a way, it's kind of like a way to get yourself out there more if you're a comedian especially. But also there's a lot of, you know, like informational podcasts, like NPR type stuff, or like Joe Rogan's podcast, where he interviews a lot of influential people and smart people and stuff like that. I'd like to do something similar. Like I said, I wanted to go for that film degree. That's something I plan on trying to do while I'm in. I'm going to be near Kansas City, like I said. So I'm hoping to find some people who are into the music scene or into the film photography, just art scene, I guess, and interview them and talk to them about, you know, how they think, how their mind works, you know, tips, tricks, things like that. And also there's other people in the military who are interested in the same things, like film, photography, music, you know, creating their own music and things like that. And that's another thing I would like to talk about with those people who are in the military and doing those things, is, you know, that balance of doing what you're passionate about and serving your country at the same time, because it can be difficult. I already know that, you know, I'm in class and I still have to uphold the standards of the military, and I want to do all these things that I enjoy doing, like streaming, making YouTube videos, doing this podcast, or just even just playing video games in general. Because if you don't know me and you're not coming from my Twitter or my Twitch or whatever, I do play video games a lot. That's what my Twitch is, and that's what my YouTube channel is. So I'm going to make a separate YouTube channel for this podcast, and I'll link it in my Twitter and stuff like that, so everybody that's in all the different facets of my creativity can find it. And maybe if you listen to this podcast and you want to go check that stuff out, I'll find a way to make that readily available too. But for now, my Twitter is at AVGJOEYYY for Average Joey. And that's the same for my Instagram and my Twitch. But for Twitch, it doesn't have the at symbol. It's just the AVGJOEYYY, Average Joey. I forgot, like I said, half the stuff I said in my last recording of this. This is already different from my first recording. I'm hoping next week I might be able to have somebody do it with me. I'd like to make it a weekly thing. Also, maybe seven? I was going to say Sunday. I don't know what the fuck that was. I'm thinking maybe Sundays, possibly Mondays. I'm not sure if I'm going to actually upload this today or if I'm going to wait and do it tomorrow. But it'll definitely be on the weekends, because that's when I have the most time to do stuff like this. And I can't remember if I said it in this recording or the last recording, but I'm going to get, eventually, a Yeti Nano microphone, because it literally sounds the exact same as the original Yeti, and it's smaller and cheaper. So that way I can do, like, a dual recording, like I was talking about in the beginning when I said in audition I was trying to record with two mics. That's what I'm going to do, but with the two Yeti microphones, so that way I can do, you know, have guests on, and they're not almost kissing me trying to talk into the Yeti as well, because I turn the gain all the way down on my Yeti, and I sit really close to it so that it has the least background noise and the highest like voice clarity. So that's what I would like to do, is have those two microphones and be able to chat with people about whatever, you know. We're already 47 in, for the most part. And I feel like I've run out of things to talk about already. I did talk a lot about BMT in the last one, but I think I'm going to save that for maybe next week, now that I think about it, and make it more of a episode solely dedicated on BMT. I think for now, until I get some stories and some other things to talk about, maybe with other people, it's going to be more Air Force based. And like I said, the AF in it does stand for Air Force, but it's also just catchy. And but that's not all this podcast is going to be. It's not just going to be about the Air Force. Like I said, you know, people who aren't, I want people who aren't in or thinking of joining to be able to listen and enjoy the podcast as well. I'm not sure how many people who aren't in or thinking of joining, you know, watch like Kyle Gott. Like, I feel like people who aren't considering it don't watch Kyle Gott. Like, there's no reason for you to watch Kyle Gott's videos or Bully Juice. Maybe Bully Juice, because he is fitness and kind of inspirational and motivational too. But for Kyle Gott, a lot of his stuff is solely tips and tricks and information on the Air Force. And there's really no reason for you to watch Kyle Gott if you're not thinking of joining. But if you are thinking of joining and you haven't watched Kyle Gott, definitely go check him out. He's got a lot of good videos on literally every facet of the Air Force. And those are things that I'd hope to cover for people too. So if you guys have questions, like I said, either DM me on Twitter or tweet at me or answer in the comments. Ask in the comments, because this is going to go on YouTube. I'll probably upload this to both my gaming channel and my Seth AF separate channel at first, so that I can get some of those viewers from my current channel over there to like see it. I'll put the link for it in the description. So if you're watching this on the Average Joey account right now, or listening to it on the Average Joey account, the link should be in the description for the Seth AF channel. You can go subscribe to that, because I will be posting future episodes on there. Or if you're listening on iTunes, you're literally just going to hear it on iTunes unless you want to go check out on YouTube. Eventually, I'd like to have video in this as well for when I upload on YouTube, like maybe when I'm interviewing people. But I'm probably going to wait until I get a new camera, because right now I have a Canon T6 EOS, like Rebel fucking whatever T6. And I want to get the Sony Alpha 7 III, because that is a beast of a camera, and I cannot wait to get it, because I'm going to hopefully start putting out some music videos, because I can't remember if I said in this podcast or not. No, I didn't. It was at the end of the other recording. So I've got some friends back home who are into making music. One is a producer, and you go check him out on Twitter, check him out on Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. Noah Cuz Audio, NoahCuzAudio. Noah Cuz Audio. He's got some good shit. If you are a rapper or a singer or whatever, you can hit him up. He's got pretty reasonable prices. And his YouTube channel's been taking off lately. If you go check him out, he's got thousands of views on a lot of his videos, which is pretty sick. Happy for him. He's doing a great job. My other friends, they've got a little rap group that they call the Boo Crew, because that's where we grew up as Caribou, so they call it the Boo. They're on SoundCloud. Look them up, the Boo Crew. I don't know if they have a YouTube channel for that or not. I don't think so. I think they're mainly on SoundCloud. But I was hoping to record some music videos for them once I get home for a little bit, and hopefully if I have the camera by then, I was hoping to do that. I don't really remember what I was talking about at the beginning of this now. Besides the people, like their social media, where you can like check them out and stuff. But that's what I'm hoping to do, like this summer, because I'm hoping to go home right after I get done with class. Should get on recruiter's assistance and get home for a little bit. Hopefully, I have the money to be able to get that camera before I go. But we'll see. Yeah, this might be a shorter episode than I wanted it to be, because I feel like I've been talking for over an hour now, but obviously the episode's at almost 20 minutes, but I talked for like 40 in the last recording, so I've been talking for over an hour, and my mouth is really dry, and I feel like I'm running out of things to talk about, because I just feel like I'm repeating myself, so I might cut this one off early at like 20 minutes because of that whole fiasco, but I promise next week will be at least a half an hour or more. Might have a guest, I might not, I don't know, but I'm going to try to think of some things that I can talk about next week that isn't just you know, kind of babbling about what I want to do. But since this is like an intro episode, hopefully you guys understand. Next week I will have a solid topic that I can talk about for a little while, and then maybe I'll go on some tangents and start rambling again. I don't know. But thank you guys for listening, and hopefully I'll see you guys. I'll not see you guys. It's not YouTube. You're not even seeing me. Hopefully my voice will reach your ear. Yep, that's why I do YouTube, because I can cut that shit out. All right, hopefully you guys will hear me next weekend. Until then, you guys have a good week. Peace.